Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Die Jungs von Schaus waren früher selber mal Lehrer, aber diesmal hat Janina ihnen Unterricht gegeben. Was sie gelernt haben, das hört ihr in der neuen Star Talk Podcast Folge.
Hi, I'm Janina. How are you?
Hi, good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. So let's start with your newest single, Won't Forget You. And what is it about? Tell me.
Well, Won't Forget You, I guess for us, is primarily about the choir, actually, or the big choir in Love Tonight. Because when we had the success of Love Tonight, we were in lockdown and we couldn't see all of our friends, all of our community that we sung the song with. And we went to Europe and toured and met all these wonderful people and had this success and fame in Europe. So it was kind of started out as a message from us to tell these people that we'll never forget you and we'll come back to you and we'll sing with you again. And we did sing with them in that song. So it's the same choir really in Won't Forget You, plus a few more extra people than Love Tonight. But it's also a song about, you know, the people in the world that we haven't been seeing during the lockdowns, the people that you've missed, the people that you love, and just anyone, anywhere, at any time.
So Love Tonight and Won't Forget You is basically the same project, maybe?
Oh, yeah. We call it the sequel. Won't Forget You is part two. And we'll see how many parts there are. We're not sure. But it's the same story. Yeah, the same story.
You wrote both songs in the lockdown, right?
No, the Love Tonight we wrote in 2016. I think it was actually the first song that Ed and I ever wrote together when we first got in the studio. So we wrote it as a sort of, you know, just as an idea when we were just, you know, mucking around in the studio. And then over time we got the choir and we got all these different ideas. But the journey of Love Tonight has been many, many, many years in the making, like 5 years, I think. But then Won't Forget You was definitely a lockdown project.
Wow. Okay. So in my opinion, it's time for new music, right? Is there anything planned, a new single, maybe another tour or something?
Absolutely. Well, we're touring the US in next week for a couple of weeks. And then we're coming to Europe in June, July and August. And we have lots and lots and lots more music that we've been working on. We actually did a secret gig here in Melbourne a few days ago with a bunch of Jack's primary school students singing on our new songs to test them out. So we had about 400 kids all singing our songs, and it was pretty special. And we think because the kids like them, it's going to work.
Wow. So it's not just you two on your own. You have always a lot of people with you.
Yes.
Yeah, we call it communitas. This word communitas that we use to talk about communities making music together and being together.
Wow, very nice idea. I love it. And you had this massive breakthrough, yeah? Love Tonight, Won't Forget You. You had a show at the Opera House and everything. How does that feel?
it felt surreal, like, you know, like someone else's vision or a dream or someone, you know, we're trying our best to understand, especially when Love Tonight was becoming a really big thing in Europe. We were in Melbourne in a lockdown, you know, we were sort of stuck in our houses. So I think the main feeling we felt was that it was either on a screen, you know, or it was numbers, it was on a screen. It didn't feel very real. And then eventually we got to Europe. And then it was like overwhelming. Everything was happening. And it's settled now. We've gone from like low to high to sort of like finally we're making sense of it.
Yeah. And was it good to have a break in the lockdown, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
That helped to settle, right?
Yeah, it was good for us. I mean, we had a big break between writing songs, because we kind of stopped making music for a while and got full-time jobs after Love Tonight was released and before it became a hit. So we had a bit of a break, and I think it is very helpful and refreshing to step back from music and then to be welcomed back into the world. And we're so lucky to have a global hit, you know, and an amazing audience of people who want to hear our music. So we're very grateful.
You had full-time jobs in this time? Wow. Yeah, which full-time jobs?
So Jack is working as a primary school music teacher, and is the last week this week before he goes on break for a while. And I am working community arts and urban planning. So community arts precincts, yeah. But I finished a few months ago, and so now I'm focusing on music.
Wow, really cool. And do you have a favorite moment of your career so far?
Look, the Opera Garnier performance was very extreme. We'd sort of come out of a Melbourne lockdown. We'd just arrived in Paris, and we were playing our song for an audience of hundreds of people. There was like 50 models, and we didn't really plan it, but I ended up singing the song, and it was the most extreme moment of my life, I think. And we had this moment, but looking back on it, it was just so ridiculous, so silly. The fashion show was just like chaos, and then we came out, and it was just a very funny moment. So I think that would definitely be my favorite.
Yeah, me too. It's the funniest moment of my life, I think.
And are you excited before like these big shows? Do you have a ritual before the show?
We are very excited, and we are figuring out a ritual. We've been trying some different things each time, but I think we need to get one, right, Jack? It's something we need to work on.
We need to work on it. We need to, we've got, when it's just Ed and I, and we're just doing, you know, DJing, we can get deep together, but we also like to have these big celebrations where we have lots of people around, and we haven't been able to do many of them yet. Mm. So that's the next stage, and I think we'll develop our rituals as we go along. Yes.
Okay, maybe with the Energy Live session. I've heard that you're here in May. Yeah, we look forward to it. Have you already seen something of Germany, or do you have time to go out and see something?
Yeah, I mean, we're really looking forward to that Energy Live session, and we've got a special show planned for that. We're actually going to base ourselves in Berlin for the whole tour, so we'll be in Berlin for June, July, August, traveling around the continent. But I spent some time in Berlin and Freistag, is that where we went the other day, Jack, for a few hours? We're really excited to explore more of the country, and because we'll have some time to settle in and travel and explore. So we our song Won't Forget You is really popular in Germany right now. It was some of the most listeners in the world. So we are so grateful, and we want to meet our fans.
Yeah, we play your songs all day long. Won't Forget You, Love Tonight. Oh, we know these songs. What can we expect of the show?
Well, we're going to have singers. We're going to have saxophone players. We're going to have lots of songs people haven't heard before. It's going to be a mix of DJing and live, because we don't have an hour of original songs yet, really. It'll be all over the place, but I think it will be really fun.
And did you already practice some German words, maybe?
Not exactly.
No. My girlfriend can speak a little German, so she's going to come along with us and help. I can remember the Begitte Stier is the only one I know. What else?
Would you recommend us?
Any good words to learn, the most important ones?
What do you want to learn? Maybe what do you want to say on stage to your friends?
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea.
We love you. We appreciate you. You are special to us.
We love you is wir lieben euch.
Wir lieben euch.
Wir lieben euch.
Yeah, euch? Really, really good. That was really good. Yeah, perfect.
Wir lieben euch. Okay, perfect.
Wir lieben euch, right. Yeah, really good. Okay.
We will practice for the show. Thank you for reminding us.
Yes,
we yeah. will. Okay. But you're perfect now.
Perfect already.
Hey.
Really good. So is there any singer you would like to collaborate with?
Oh,
yes.
Look, I would love to collaborate with Björk, I think. Björk. Look, she's the most amazing, interesting, unique voice. But look, I think, I don't know if they're still around, but Kraftwerk as well would be, I think that would be something incredible if they're still got a studio chugging away.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be cool. Really, yeah.
That would be something else.
Yeah, really. And let's jump to the beginning, to the very first start. Where was the moment where you thought, okay, we have to play music together, we have to produce something?
Well, we met in a nightclub here in Melbourne, and we were just talking all night. It was one of those special nights at the club. And we're going to make music together sometime. We've got to make music. And often those conversations, they end in nothing. But we found ourselves a few days later in the studio, and we wrote Love Tonight. So, and we just kept doing it. And we kept doing it. And we took a little break. Now we're doing it again. So it was just talking about music made us realize we had to make it together.
Was it a drunk moment?
Oh, yeah.
It's smoking up.
It was drunk and even a bit psychedelic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So was there a special moment where you thought, okay, we can make it. Love Tonight is a very, very huge hit.
Yes. That came a lot later than when we were making it.
Many years later.
Which was, you know, probably when David Guetta was playing it in a Miami club, and we saw the videos and we just thought, well, this is insane. Why don't we just, you know, if he can do it, maybe we can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got the Paris Fashion Week offer, which was also really special. We got to leave Melbourne, even though it was a lockdown. We got special permission. That was maybe we can do a career out of this. So, like I said, I quit my job a few months ago, and Jack has got one more week before he goes on break for a while. Now it takes a long time for your brain to be like with music, because you spend so long doing it for no money, for nothing, for fun, for love, to be like, okay, maybe I can do this as a job. So we're starting to realize maybe now.
But was there a moment in your maybe childhood where you were like, oh, I can produce. Wow, I'm very good at this. Or was it just this one meeting and you saw each other and that was the magic moment?
Well, Jack's been making music in all his childhood, yeah?
Yeah, I grew up doing music, and I mean, I can't produce. I'm not very good on the computer, but I just grew up doing folk music. Playing guitar, playing lots of instruments. So I love making songs, and Ed is amazing with the computer and the synthesizers and all the equipment. And so we're a really good team, because I just like to come up with ideas and songs and things. And Ed, like, you know, is really able to make it work together. And we come up with these beautiful ideas. So I think, I presume Ed was always just interested in technology.
I was always interested in music, and I used to play guitar for fun. Mm. But to be honest, I never thought I was very good. But now, you know, I guess people like our songs, so we'll just keep doing it. But, like, you know, everyone's learning, and there's so much to learn and grow and get inspiration from.
Yeah. And which one is your favorite song so far?
Of the Shouse songs?
Yes.
Look, I mean, it's hard to go past Love Tonight just because of that people love it so much. It was so special.
It feels like a real kind of moment in history, you know, for us. And it was also tied at the same time as the pandemic and, you know, a big shift in the global psyche. So I think that can never go away from being in the top spot. But we also have so many cool, new, interesting tracks that we make that I listen to a lot more.
Yeah. And tell me about your name. Was it also a drunk moment in the nightclub?
Yes, I think that's fair. We started making music and we didn't know what to call what we were making, you know, the band, this new thing. And we knew it was sort of dance music. We knew it was sort of house music, but we didn't think it was great. We weren't like, we're the best. We were kind of like, oh, this is okay. This is a bit.
We're trying.
And then it's a bit shit. It's a bit, is it Scheisen? A bit like. And so that's where the word came from. Shit, house, Schaus.
Wow.
That's really? The story.
Yeah, really yeah. Good. And what can we expect? What can we look forward to? Which are your plans?
Well, you know, we just want to make bigger and bigger and bigger songs. So we're going to work with more choirs. We're excited to work with choirs in Europe and in America. So if you know anyone, please connect us. Or if anyone's hearing us that has cool kind of music that they want to make, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on Instagram. But we're going to keep making music and dance music and working with some interesting, weird instruments that Jack's dad creates. So lots of people making music together. We're going to keep working on that, I think. You can expect much more.
Yeah, so you want to have a choir in all of your songs?
Most of, yeah.
Yeah. Or some, this, we really like this big feeling where you can tell that a lot of people are making music together. So if it's not a choir, maybe they're all drumming together or, you know, something, this big sound. So we'll see. Something like that.
Really good. And do you have a message for your fans out there?
Make music together.
Yeah, make music together.
Sing, try.
We want more people making stuff. More music, all kinds
more
of weird.
More people making more music.
Guys, a house, a good house, Guten house. It's all good. When we started, we were weird and we had no idea what we're doing, and then we were lucky. And so maybe other people can get involved.
So you don't want to have a full-time job anymore. You want to do music, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Yeah. If it works out, it'd be good.
It's really nice to focus on one thing and to just share art with people, you know. It's such a privilege, really. I couldn't be more grateful.
So Jack, all of your students are like, wow, our teacher is famous now.
Yes, they have been very supportive. They love the song. But also they don't treat me any differently, you know, because they're kids, which is nice.
Yeah. And I volunteer for the choir in Germany. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I volunteer.
Yes. Cool. Yeah, wow.
Really good.
In Berlin or?
In Berlin, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, you've got to let us know. We'll come and hang out. We'd love to come and check it out. Join
yeah,
in.
Really good. I volunteer. Yeah, thank you for that. I think our time is up now already.
Well, such a pleasure to chat.
Yeah,
thank you, Janina.
Yeah, thank you so much. I look forward to your show in May. I'll be there.
We'll meet you over there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, awesome.
Really good. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Janina. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tschüss.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.